This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on Old Dan. Come on, Dan, you just hopping along here. You're kind of lazy this morning. Get up. Come on, Dan. We got to get on down there to the sawmill where the folks are standing around waiting for the Old Trailblazer to come by and bring them a message from God's Word. Just come on now. We'll be back to home after a while, and you can rest all the rest of the day and while the Old Trailblazer is resting too. But this is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. I'm happy to have many of you folks with us and new listeners on the many new stations that we've just gone on. And I would like to hear from you. If you're hearing us for the first few times, let me know. I'd just like to know. It costs money to have these stations on. I'd like to know where our money is going. If anybody's listening, if nobody's listening, we'll go to another station. But we were looking there in our last study. We saw that verse that said, and they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on earth. And I had brought you that thought that that's what we are. You and I who know the Lord, we're not earthbound, worldbound like we once were. No, we're, you know, the dogs bark at strangers. It is. You know, we lived in the country and folks would come along on the side of the road. And if they'd been there before and dogs all knew them, they wouldn't bark at them. But you let a stranger, a snake oil salesman or one of them liniment salesmen come along, them dogs will bark at them. So that the world barks at God's people because they don't know. They do not know the grace of God, my friend. The word stranger here means that their home is in heaven. I believe it was Paul who said, our conversation, that means our citizenship, is in heaven, from which we look for the return of our Savior. Let me ask you this morning, tonight, whatever time, are you looking for the Lord? Are you looking for the Lord? Our citizenship is in heaven. That's where we want to go, isn't it? The word pilgrim means they're on a journey, going home. Oh, going home. We think about old Enoch a lot. The Bible says that Enoch was not, for the Lord took him. It meant that he never faced death. And I tell this little, sometimes I fantasize a little bit. And I believe old Enoch and the Lord was walking along there one evening late in the cool, in the Garden of Eden. And they just kept walking and talking. And after a while, the Lord told Enoch, said, come on, Enoch, we're too far from home now. Come on, go home with me. And he took him home with him. Did you know one day the Old Trailblazer is going to be able to sit down and talk to old Enoch? But not till after I've met the Lord. Oh, my friend, I have people tell me, well, I want to go to heaven to meet Mama and meet Papa and meet my infant baby. Oh, no, no, that may be well in this place, and I don't know that. But my Lord, I want to see my Lord who died for me. Do you know what I want to do? One of the first things, I'll never get tired, never get time to ask all the questions I want to ask. But I say, Lord, let me see the hands, your hands. The Bible says my name is engraved or written in the palms of your hand. And I want to go there and I want to see old Pendarvis. I want to see old Pendarvis' name written there in your hand. Rub my finger across it. Oh, my friend, like we did up there in Washington, D.C., I visited the Veterans Wall up there, the Vietnam Veterans Wall. And I stood there and rubbed my hand across many of those names. Yes, I never had any immediate family killed over there. Many people did. There were flocks of people there looking at their loved one's name. But I want to go there and ask, do you think that's silly to be wanted? No, 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 I do. But listen, we are pilgrims and strangers. Now, to be a pilgrim and a stranger means their delight is in heavenly things and that they're being weaned from earthly things. Are you a weaned soul, my friend? David wrote there and said he praised God that he was a weaned soul. He was a weaned soul. Now, that's what he was referring to. Back to the time his mother weaned him from the breast. Oh, listen, my friend. Listen, would you just let me play another one of our radio choir songs for you? Let me give you a little information while we're getting it queued up. We have 9 full-length CDs by our radio choir. Old Blood Song. Just the Old Blood Song. You'll see when you hear this one. Let's listen together.
Risen from the fall.
That grace? Did you catch the word? Jesus paid it all. Someone said, well, how much did the Lord pay for my sins? I don't know, but he paid it all. He paid it all. You remember there? Remember there where our Lord went to the garden and he prayed and wept and he looked into that cup and he said, Father, if it could be thy will, if it could be thy will, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Did Christ die for you, my friend? Is that a living reality to you? It is to the old trailblazer. Yes, I have no other hope. Well, my hope is not in this world. My hope is not in the stock market. My hope is not in the Congress of the United States and the president. No, sir, because they'll fail you. But, my friend, the hope I have is in Christ. He's my hope. He's all the hope I have, all I need. And I'm not making excuses, surely not. But listen, the apostle there was talking about being weaned. God has weaned us from the world when he saves us. Did you know that? If he's not weaned you from the world, I'd be afraid that you're not saved. If you can sit down with the world, smoke like the world, drink like the world, curse like the world, run around like the world, never think about your soul, you're not saved. You're not saved. You might have shook the preacher's hand back there somewhere. Might have been baptized when you was an infant, but that's not salvation. Oh, my friend, we need to get our heads screwed on straight, don't we? Listen, it also means that they have a satisfying portion in the promises of God, that they publicly renounce such concern in the world as men by nature take in. Listen, you, a pilgrim, a stranger, and a pilgrim traveling from earth to heaven, are co-concerned until he makes a public announcement. Oh, listen, he can't help it. First, he comes out, follows his Lord in baptism. Now, we have a lot of controversy. Folks tell me they got to be baptized to be saved. No, you don't have to be baptized to be saved. It's a public ordinance, my friend, identifying yourself. Beautiful ordinance. You're not hung up on that, are you, that you got to be baptized? I asked a man the other day, I said, he was just going on about it. And I said, well, what about the thief on the cross? And he said, well, that was under the law. I said, man, what a stretch. What a stretch to go back and see that. Baptism doesn't mean much today, but it does to God's child because it's a beautiful ordinance. Then again, every time we have a chance to give our testimony, oh, we will. The Lord gives us a count, one here and one there, one time. But listen, these old patriarchs made no secret of their citizenship, and the inheritance was in heaven. Abraham said, I'm a stranger and a sojourner. Jacob said, the days of our years of my pilgrimage are 130. David said, I'm a stranger with thee and a sojourner. We're going to, listen, we're about to run out of time, but listen to this verse. For they that say such things plainly seek a country. We look at that in our next study. We're coming down to our close of this time. But it's great to know the Lord. Could I just give you a personal word of testimony? The Lord saved this old sinner. I was a sinner. I never had any religious training in my life. That didn't help me or hurt me. But I came to manhood and joined a little old church because my wife wanted me to. The preacher had told me I was saved by shaking his hand. And I went out and baptized me that night. They had the water hot. And I didn't know a thing in the world about Revelation to Genesis. I didn't know anything about it. But then, by the providence of God, I'm a strong believer in the providence of God. The Lord brought me to hear the late Pastor L.R. Shelton Sr. under an old gospel tent one Sunday afternoon. And the moment he began to preach, I knew that I had never heard the gospel until then. And the Lord took the word home to my heart and over a period of time brought me to see that I was a sinner. Just an old sinner. I don't mind being called a sinner because the Lord only saves sinners. Did you know the Lord only saves sinners? He said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He said, I came not to call the righteous. Are you righteous in your own respect? Are you so taken up with your own righteousness, my friend? But he said, I came not to call you. No, sir. He said, I came to call sinners. He said, I came to save the ungodly. I brought a message on that not long ago. Just looking at the ungodly. Did you know, you go around and read the four gospels, and look where the Lord went. He went to Mary Magdalene. He went to the Syrophoenician woman. He went to the woman at the well. He went to the thief on the cross. He went to those folks. He went to that lady there, that woman there that they brought taken in adultery. And we've often been told that it was 100 Baptist preachers that brought her there. And when the Lord looked down on the ground, they all snuck out like an egg-sucking dog. And she looked up and she said, Lord, he looked up and he said, hath no man condemned thee? She said, no man, Lord. And he said, go in peace, I don't condemn you either. And that's what he told the old Treblazer one day. Neither do I condemn thee, go in peace. And I've been going all this time, my friend. But if you just look to the Lord at this time, would you do that? Would you just take time out and seek the Lord? Go back there behind the barn, over on the levee somewhere, maybe under a parking lot, get in a quiet place and ask the Lord to search your heart. Have you ever done that? Have you ever asked the Lord? Maybe you see yourself already. Have you ever asked the Lord to save you? Do you know I tell my congregation here that the only prayer you need to pray, Lord, save me. Lord, save me. I have folks that want to come up with a long, flowery prayer. Oh, thou God, and thou this, and thou that. And the Lord don't want to hear all that stuff. Lord, save me. Lord, save me, else I perish. You give a man out there in the water drowning. You don't holler all that. You don't try to make a rosy picture, does he? He knows, help, help, help. Help, I'm dying. Help, I'm drowning. That's what old Peter said, Lord, help. And that's what I advise you. If you want to be saved, Lord, help. Lord, save me. That old Trailblazer said, Lord, if I called on you, you'd save me. And I believe the old Trailblazer. My friend, this is God's word I'm bringing you. Just right out of the book. Right out of the book. Chapter and verse. And this is the old Trailblazer. Remember my mailing address? The old Trailblazer, post office box, 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And my website, radiomissions.org. Look up there and see what you can see about the old Trailblazer. And then write me. Let me hear from you. Goodbye and God bless you.